And here it comes again. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. His goodness is laid up for those who fear him. Not gibbering fear that has to do with the fear of punishment, but reverential fear, awe, adoration and amazement at this great God who loved us so much, he gave his very life for us. It's only in the hidden place, the place of no distraction, that we really get to find out all he is and all he wants to be for us. If our lives are so busy we never have time to draw aside specifically to be with him, we gradually lose our edge. And when trouble or disaster strike, we're ill-equipped to deal with it because we don't know him. We soon come to the end of our own resources and in desperation return. But it isn't what he planned. He never fails us, of course. He never says, "You've neglected me for 3 months, why should I answer you?" Prodigal father that he is, he runs towards us like the father in the story of the prodigal son. Dad was the one who was out every night, eyes scouring the horizon for his boy in that story. The boy only returned when his pockets were empty and he had a need. It sums some of us up. But Dad, he loved the lad. He kept watch for him. God loves us. He keeps watch over us and for us. He loves you. And as Don Francisco says in his song, "I loved you long before the time your eyes first saw the day, and everything I've done has been to help you on the way. But you took all you wanted, and at last you took your leave and traded off a kingdom for the lies that you believe. And although you've chosen darkness with its miseries and fears, although you've gone so far from me and wasted all these years, even though my name's been spattered by the mire in which you lie, I'd take you back this instant if you turn to me and cry. I don't care where you've been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you come home again to me." Sin is dealt with. The price has been paid in full. Wide as the ocean is the unconditional love of God. If you've been hesitating about coming back to him, it's time to come home, son, daughter. Time to come home. You'll receive a royal welcome, guaranteed. He's been out there looking for you, scanning the horizon every day, waiting with an embrace, a robe, sandals, a ring and an inheritance. An inheritance that cannot spoil or fade, kept by the power of God for you. Selah.